Friday the 1st of August, Kof Tes Tammuz, Rabbi Gershon Weingarten, Perspectives on Parshas Matos.
Good morning. I'd like to speak a little about the Parsha of Ratzicha, murder, which occurs in this week's Seder, and to explain a little bit the Chaim of Ratzicha. And the interesting thing you find, this is that the Maral points out, this is the only place in the Torah where there is a Parsha about Shogeg. Any Aver of the Shogeg has, even from Mechatos or whatever the din is, here there's something special, something different. A person kills somebody else for Shogeg, or a Miklot, the whole parasha, the whole story, these are a Miklot. The other side of the Yarden, it's a whole Geshef. Let's start off with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about the mitzvahs that a Ben Noach has. All the mitzvahs that a Goy has to keep. And the Gemara is talking about whether a Goy, what's the punishment, whether a Goy will get killed. So the discussion in the Gemara says like this, V'tanya ala Gezel, that a Goy is Nerag on Gezel. Gona begozel, if he stole, the chen yifas toya, and also if he marries a yifas toya, the chen kayotzibai, and also kayotzibai in similar cases. Things that are not quite gezel, it's nearly gezel, it's similar to gezel, the banach will also be killed. And the Gemara goes to explain what is the kayotzibai, what does it mean similar to gezel? The Gemara says, if it's gezel, then it's gezel, if it's not gezel, it's not gezel. So where do you have a similar to gezel? The Gemara tries less than a shove pruta. So that's not quite Gezel, but it's similar enough to Gezel. The Gemara says, no, Ben Noach is Nerag and Pachis Meshavei Putta as well, that's proper Gezel. The Gemara says at the end, we're talking about Kevis Chatzoche. Not paying your workers on time, that's the Kayotzibah of Gezel. You're not actually taking anything, but it's a Kayotzibah similar to Gezel. The Gemara with your Fastoya finds a different Kayotzibah. Ben Noach is Meyacha the Shifcha for his Eved, and then he's born the Shifcha. There's another Kayotzibah. In the same Braisa, it says, Shvichas Domin. Also says, a Goy is Nerag for killing somebody. And it doesn't say they're Kayotzibah. Shvichas Domin just says Shvichas Domin. When it comes to Gonav v'Gozal and Yifastoy, it says Kayotzibah. So Rashi, the Gemara already says, there's no such thing as a Kayotzibah of Shvichas Domin. There's nothing that's similar to Shvichas Domin, but not quite Shvichas Domin. Either it is or it isn't. Rashi says, the Ilu Shvichas Dom b'Shogeg. What about Shogeg? Why couldn't you say that somebody that murdered somebody else for Shogeg, it's not quite murder, it's only for Shogeg, and that would be Kayotzibah. The Ilu Shvichas Dom b'Shogeg says, Rashi, Shvichas Domin Gomoru. That's normal Shvichas Domin. That's not Kayotzibah. It's not any less than normal Shvichas Domin. That's a straightforward, regular, full Shvichas Domin. Elo, Drachmona Chasarei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Drachmonas on him, since he didn't do it b'Mezid. So his punishment is a little lighter. But in terms of the nature of the Ratzicha itself, it's not a Kayotzibah of Ratzicha, it's Ratzicha Gemur. That's how Rashi says Pshat in the Gemur. The Yad Ramah over there argues with Rashi, and he says that if you see the Rahmanu with the Chasalei, that itself is a sim and that it's lesser than Aveira. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi says it's Shvichas Domin Gomur, and it's just a case of Rahmanus. So the Rashash there asks that you find, the Gemur says early on in Sanhedrin, that where somebody is nizana with a behemah, is revea behemah, the Gemara says there's no takola. The Gemara's talking about takola and kolon. The Gemara says there's no takola with it. It's not called a takola because it was only b'shegig. In a case where a person was born a behemah b'shegig, in such a case, it's not called takola. It doesn't have the same weight as an aveira. How can you say that a tzicha b'shegig is shvichas domin gomor? And the reason why he gets less of a punishment is just because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus. You see from the Gemara, the way you do Aveir B'Shogeg, it's not called the Takana. That's the Rashash's cash. So the Rashash says, a chiluk between Bein Odom L'Mokim and Bein Odom L'Chaveir. When you're talking about Aveir, such as Bein Odom L'Chaveir, such as the Tzicha is the biggest Aveir Bein Odom L'Chaveir. There's no chiluk. There's taka no difference between Shogeg and Mezid in terms of the quality of the Aveir. It's the same Aveir. The way you're talking about something like Rivea, Riva Venirva, which is not the Vaver Ben Odom Lachaver, it's only Ben Odom Lamokim, there's a difference. Okay. Let me first of all quote to you a medrash brought down here, Rabbeinu Bachai, in this week's Seder. He says as follows. Just that, first of all, as a support to Rashi, Rashi has a Makar in a medrash. Zechaira. The Pasuk says in Tilim, Zechaira Chamecha Hashem Vachasadecha Kimoi Lameimah. Dovda Melech is Mispalla Kodesh Borku, remember your Achvonis Kimoelom Hema, because they are from before. Omar David, Ribbono shel Olam, rachamecha v'chasadecha heim al ha'aretz. You have rachmonos on ha'aretz. She'atomechin le'orei miklot. You prepared for him or a miklot v'goy l'shom, and he goes to Golus over there. Why? Kiven shel harag v'meizit. Ve'einu roi lomus. Ve'oison harach mimei olam heim. This rachmonos is being from a long time ago. She'kein osis al adam harishon. This is, you've already done this to adam harishon. She'hevi miksa l'chal ha'deris. Adam harishon, the Medrash says, has a shtick of levin over his hair. Because of him, there's meat in the world. So he should have died. But Rechem Tolov, you had Rachmonos on him, Liyose Goyle, you gave him Golos instead, Shenema Vayishalcheu Hashem Migan Eden, Vechsiv Vayigorosh Esolim. The Kachnema Zuchay Rachamecho Hashem Vechazadecha Kimoyim Omega. You see in the Medrash that basically Adam Arishon was a Ritech, and a Ritech should have died, but there was a special Rachmonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmonos. Why? Since it was only a Shegig, it wasn't intentional, that wasn't what Adam Arishon was out to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Merachem on him. David HaMelech says, this Rachmonos that I'm mispallel for is something which has been here from always, and be Merachem on us. So you see from the Medrash, it sounds like it's basically a Ritech. There's Rachmonos, Rachmonos the Chassalim, a special Rachmonos because he was a Shegig, but in terms of the Aver itself, it is. Sorry?
What
does
he
have? Adam Arishon wouldn't have done the head. The Medrash says there was a tzvi on him of Ritzifa because of his head, everybody now dies. Since everybody now dies, because Adam Arishon brought Mitzah into the world. Before Adam the head, there was no Mitzah. Now there's Mitzah. So that's why he says the din, he should have got the din of Ritzah. So let's get back to the Rosh Hashi's Kasha. The Rosh Hashi's Gefrekt, what's the chiluk between Ritzicha, where we see from Rashi, we see from the Medrash that basically Ritzicha, the Shegig is a full blown Ritzicha, and we find in the Gemara by other Averis that we find Shegig is Takeles. The Maral says like this. The Maral makes this point quite strongly. He says that you find that Dafke here by Ritzicha, the Torah makes a big separate oinus out of the Shegig. There's a whole parasha for Shegig. It's because of the chum of Ritzicha. Maral says, Taka, Ritzicha is one of the most chomodic averus, as we know from the Shalish Chamurus, Yehorik Vayavar. And because of this, because of the chum of Ritzicha, the Maral says these words that a shegig be'etim should be like a mezid. Why? Because the chum of Ritzicha, says the Maral, is because the person is dead afterwards. The chum is not so much because of the act, necessarily, that you did, but the tachzorius, whatever it should be. The chum of Ritzicha is because somebody's dead. And there's no difference whether you killed him on purpose, you killed him by mistake, he's dead the same afterwards. So the Maral, therefore, the Shegig of Ratzicha is better than Ratzicha. Same Ratzicha. And the Maral is Mazdeh, what exactly is the Chaim of Ratzicha? And he's talking about why, he's trying to explain why the Ratzicha has to get killed, why the punishment, the act that he did, rebounds back on him, if you like. And he says that a person that's a Ratzicha is Nichnas Tachas Koche Shol Samoel. A person that murders is doing the same act as the Sotan, and therefore he becomes part of the group, the Sotan's group. I'd like to try and explain, Shtikal Havona, we understand what is the mean to be Nichnas Tachas Kofos or Samoel, and what's the parish here. But this is the Chaim of Ratzicha. Ratzicha is Sotan because the person is dead here, and the person is stunning is an act of the Sotan, and that's the Chaim of Ratzicha. The Gemara says, we well know, that the Sotan is a multitasking person. He has various jobs. The Lashon of the Gemara is Yered Umase, he goes down, and he convinces somebody to do an Avera. That's stage one. First he gets him to be Shaita. The second thing is, Oyle, he goes outside Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mastin, and he says, look, this person has just done this and this and this, deserves a punishment. When he's done that, he now has a third job, Yered Velekum Lashon. He then comes down, and he kills the person. He wants to say, Satan Humalach Hamavis, it's all the same company. The Satan is there to make us do Averis and to eventually punish us for it. To sum it up, the job of the Satan, we know like this. It says that every Ummah has a Malach Bashomayim. As we know in Mitzrayim, it says that there was Soros on Mitzrayim. The Gemara talks about Soros on Roimi. The star of the nation Amalek is the Sotan. The Ramban says this, every Ummah has its own Malach, but the Malach that's in charge, if you like, of Esau is the Sotan. let's try and find some parallels between Esav and the Sotim and see how they why they work together. The job of both of them is, or the job that they've assumed for themselves, their purpose in life is to try and be as destructive as possible, for no purpose at all, and to try and divorce the Bria from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that the Shekhinah should be Nizgala here, there should be Shekhinah in the world, Ike Shekhinah B'tachtonim. And Esav, Amalek particularly, his entire purpose in life, his mission in life, is to try and stop. You know, when Eden came out of Mitzrayim, the people that jumped in first, even though they knew they would lose, well, Amalek, why was Brent there? What was the problem? But the problem was that since they saw a world that Shoma Amin Regozon, everybody knew, beginning to see about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said, no, we're having none of that. We need a world that's just like it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'alyonim, that's fine, but down here, we'll do what we want, we'll run the show. And they came and fought. The Satan also, similarly, the Satan is trying, when he tries to get a person to be chayta, he's trying to divorce a person from ruchnius, to take away the sap, to take away the chius from a person, to make a person less ruchniistic, more avarious, less mitzvahs, and then eventually to take the person's life for it. It's an act of destruction, it's an act of bringing a person down. The Chacham Wasserman, I read it, I forget now exactly where, he said that even when a baby bangs his head against the cup, that's also metaphor. The purpose of the Satan is basically to make trouble. To make trouble wherever you can. To be destructive, ad kedei kach, that to take the Bria, if you like, out of the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Yetzus that we say on Parshas Zohar, it talks about the Amalek's philosophy, if you like. And it says how Amalek sits, V'hu negdecho lemata yoshev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yoshev v'atumayim. Amalek negdecho lemata yoshev, he sits down here on earth, Ani va'afsi yoid mishashu, I'm here, va'afsi yoid, there's nothing else. I'm Balabas here, nobody's going to tell me what to do, no boss, not responsible, not accountable to anyone, we do what we want here. To send that HaKadosh Baruch Hu away. In more recent times, in the Holocaust, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, were also out, just destruction, Hashem destruction, to divorce, to take away Eden out of the Bria. If you take Eden out of the Bria, you've taken HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the Bria. That was what they wanted to do. It wasn't a fight over territory or fight over that. It was a fight over, it's either us or it's you. And they said that as long as there's a Jew here, that's a problem for everybody else. Jews are stand for spirituality, Jews stand for accountability, Jews stand for godliness. And they wanted to do away with all that. To divorce the Bria from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paradoxically, they continue doing this up until the point where you get to self-destruction. To divorce the Bria from godliness, to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the Bria, means effectively to ruin the Bria. If there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, then there's first of all no purpose in the Bria, and the Bria doesn't have a kiyum b'chlal. But Amalek carries on and he does that. The Ramban says that just the same as every Ummah has a star on top, the Ramban says that there's certain places in the world that are more miyuchad to certain type of curses. And the Ramban. And the Ramban says that the place in the world that sort of fits in with Esav is Midbarius. The desert. The desert's where there's nothing grows and you can't live there and you can't exist there for very long. That's the place of the Satan. We find the soil Azazel on Yom Kippur, you send it off to the Midbar. It's also a type of, you send it to the Azazel is the Sarash, Esav is the Satan. That's Esav. Esav destroys utter destruction. Well, no, it's not like you're destroying in order to build later. Destruction for the sake of destruction, up until the point where he ends up destroying himself, and he will end up destroying himself, because divorcing himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying to divorce the world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ends up in himself being destroyed. The Gemara says that every koyach that other nations have, for example, you have, let's take Yovan, it's famous. Yovan has the koyach of beauty. Fine. Koyach of beauty, Yovan took that and made everything out of it. Everything revolved around this koyach. So that was, took it out of proportions, and that's why it was wrong. But the koyach of beauty, of course, has a mokim in Torah, and it says, Yachtelekim le yefes yishkin bo le shem, that eventually the yefes of shame will come into the yefes will come to the ole shem, except that we have and so on. By Esav, except in a very unusual Hechatimtza, there is no such Hechatimtza. There's nothing you can do with a curse of destruction of Churban and say, yeah, Perach Chorban is a good Perach, but it's just been overdone. Perach Chorban has been mitzi, I could just brought her out of the world. There's nothing you can do with it. Esav does not have a mokum in Asad Lohi. Let's understand this on another level. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah that the first Yesodei HaChokhmah is to know that there is what the Rambam calls a nimtz or kadmon, a metzius, that's being there always. He's talking about the metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, was always there, and never needed anything to help him be there or to assist his being there. He's not dependent on anything, and everything that exists besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists through his existence. In other words, nothing else has a real true existence to the extent that we can say this is a metzius kavua and nothing can change it. Everything is subject to change, things come, things go. The only thing that's not subject to change by definition is the metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's there and that's it. If everything else would disappear, the Rambam says, wouldn't touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. It would be just like before. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam says, Ilu hoya yochel ha'aretz al hadas, were it possible that there wouldn't be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there couldn't be anything else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metzius is kavua, is fixed, and everything else is dependent on that. When we talk about the metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's obviously something we can't understand too much about, but in the way that we can understand it, we're not talking about like a metzius, like you say, there's a shtender here. Here's a shtender, this is, for the time being, this is a metzius, this is here. The nature of the metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very different. The metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a metzius of chiyus, is a metzius of life. That is, a shtender doesn't have life. A shtender is what you make it, it exists now because somebody made it 10 years ago, so it's around. It exists, if you like, on Chazaka Dumeikar. It was made once and it carries on. The Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, to the extent that we can understand and speak about it, is a Metzius which is there the whole time. It's a Metzius which is a Yesh Me'ayin type of Metzius. The word Chiyus, which we use loosely to mean life, sometimes somebody tells a story and he tells it flat. Like, yeah, this person went, hey, when they did this, fine. A dead story, it didn't have any life in it. Sometimes somebody tells a story, he's a good storyteller, he makes the whole thing come alive. He gives it dynamics, he creates the story in front of your eyes. That's the type of life. When we're talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokim Chaim, we're talking about that type of life that has, the best translation in English I heard was vitality. We're talking about something that lives, something that's come alive. You see somebody really performed well, you say he's like a live wire. It's there, it's full of life, it's full of creativity. It lives now, it lives the whole time. That is the metzius that the Rambam is talking about, the nimtza kadmon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiyus is the only real metzius. That's the only real chiyus. And everything that has any chiyus in the world is because it has part of that chiyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took part of his chiyus and put it in to different things in the world. And the life and the vitality and the creativity and all these words that were used that things in the Bria have is all straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not dependent on them and they're dependent on him and so on. The Maral says that when we talk about Tzelem Elokim, this is what we're talking about. A person is created with Tzelem Elokim means that a person has a spark of this chiyus. A person has a spark of this vitality, which is the metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's many things a person does, and you can say, look, a person can push a table. How? Because his hand pushed it. What made his hand push it? The muscles. You take it back. What made the muscles push it? A signal from the brain. What made the brain do this? I don't know exactly where it starts, the brain, the heart, the oxygen, whichever way it goes. But at the end of the day, you get to a point where you say, and what did that? Well, he's alive. There's a life force inside him. Good. And where does the life force come from? And then we have no answer. There's something, life force is not something that you can quantify, it's not something that you can put into a formula. We know it, we know that it exists, we can relate to it, but it's not something that we can analyze and you know, put down in figures. A life force is Tzelem Elokim. A life force is a piece of godliness, is a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a Tzelem Elokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put in every person. And everything a person does is rooted in this life force. And to the extent that the life force flows out, to that extent the person lives. When a person kills somebody, he's chattering the most, obviously, the most basic part in the person. It's the biggest Averim bin Adam Lachaverim. that the Rishonim say, the biggest Arimah Lachaver is killing somebody, very obvious. But it's also, they point out, the tremendous Avlim Ben Adam Lamaka. It's not just the Avlim Ben Adam Lachaver. You have a person here that's walking around and living. There's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside him. He has Salam Aleichem. When somebody takes a person and kills him, he's taking a piece of godliness and packing it out of the Bria. There's now less HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's less Salam Aleichem in the Bria. Find the Metzius of the act that he's done, and in the future of the thing, a person could have done more mitzvahs, could have brought more godliness into the Bria. But that's all through the fact that he has godliness within him. A person couldn't bring godliness into the Bria if he wouldn't have something to start with within him. He couldn't create it. A person, a Ritzeach, is taking a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sending it out the Bria. We cannot break, obviously, pieces of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the curse to do is to divorce it from the Bria. That's the curse of Esav. Just like Esav and the Satan, and that gang, they come along and they say, the Bria stops here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's up there, and we'll have no bridge in between. They take the Bria and try and push HaKadosh Baruch Hu as far out as possible. A Ritzeach has done the same thing. Maybe unwittingly, maybe he wasn't trying to do it. But the chum of Ritzeach is because you're taking one of the most basic yesodos of the Bria. That is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put himself in the form of Tzelem Elohim into mankind, into the Bria, and throwing it out. And therefore says the Maral HaShogeg, if the person is dead, the same. There's the same divorcement, divorcing of the Tzelem Elohim from the Bria. It should have the same oynish. A person killed, he deserves to be killed himself. It sort of rebounds back on him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus, now we see why you need Rachmanus. Because Ba'etzem is Chayav Mita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus, like the Medrash says, like Rashi says, and therefore, Golus is enough, you take a person out of this place, it's a type of Mita, it's a watered down Mita. It's interesting, I think it's a topical, my father told me it's topical right now, with the revising the laws of, I think, the punishment for murder, killing other people, what is considered a good reason to kill somebody, what is not considered, somebody provokes you, if somebody abuses you, various halachas that they're going through, what is a good reason to kill somebody. And then we know the old discussion about euthanasia, assisted mercy killing. And the point is, you can talk about it, you can discuss the rights and wrongs of it, is it ethical, is it moral, but at the end of the day, it's a meaningless discussion. Because it's like having a discussion like this. Mr. X has decided to invest his money in company Y. And company Y, there's certain ethical issues about it, let's say. So you can sit and discuss, is it right of him to do it, is it not right, the pros, the cons, better, worse. At the end of the day, it's irrelevant. Why? Because it's not your money, it's Mr. X's money. So what difference does it make? It's a meaningless discussion. It's the same thing. Whatever we'll say, whether it's correct to help people kill themselves because they're old, aside from all the shadows of Achzorius, and aside from the point that a person is supposed to live, and even a person in a weakened state can tolerate many things, aside from all that, at the end of the day, it's a meaningless discussion, because Chiyus doesn't belong to us. Chiyus is a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's somebody else's money. It's not something that anybody has resources to touch. A person not allowed to kill himself either. It's of suicide. Same thing. The Gemara says, the Rambam quotes a Gemara that talks about when somebody kills somebody else. We're amazed that the shadow of the girl Adam is moichel, the relative is moichel, says, don't kill him, I'm moichel. The Gemara says, doesn't help him to be moichel. So the Rambam explains, the Rambam says, because the nefesh is not the property of the girl Adam, the nefesh is the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nefesh belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, we're not even allowed to eat the dam of a behemah, because the dam is where the chiyus connects into a person and to a behemoth. And chiyus, even an animal, is not something that we have a source over. There's a special heter, no, I've got to do shkita. But chiyus is not something we can handle. Chiyus is not shak because we weren't given the reshus. It's something which is be'etzem mufka from us. Chiyus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only place that chiyus, this vitality, this life, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nobody else has reshus over it. The Gemara says, Godara Machtiri, Yosem Min HaHorgoi. Shtigl Shaifas to 3 weeks, to 9 days. Godara Machtiri, Yosem Min HaHorgoi. Chet is even worse than killing. What's the pshat that chet is even worse than killing? The pshat is that, like it says, these are the mitzvahs, I forget now the lashon of the pasuk, Asher Yasa Oisam Ha'odom V'chai Bohem. To be kohen a chiyus, a person needs to do mitzvahs. In this world, we live in a world where chiyus is very important, but there's many other things that go on in the world besides the chiyus. A person that has a big house is more of a chai, he has bigger chiyus, a smaller house is less chiyus, a car matters, there's many things that are external to chiyus. Of course, physical chiyus, you can also see a person is nebuch ill, so he has a lower level of chiyus. You can see that he's ill. A person on a life support machine, a person's a goitus, we do have different levels. But there's many, many other things in life that don't quite tie in to how much chai a person is. In Olam Habo, it's not like that. In Olam Habo, there's nothing else. There's no chitzonius. There's nothing else going on besides. The only thing that it depends on is to what extent a person has been koyna chiyus. Through doing mitzvahs and keeping clear from averus, a person is koyna more and more chiyus within himself. We take the hey nafshu tzuru of b'tzer ha'chaim. Acham Eresham, somebody goes, b'tzer ha'chaim. A person should be tied in the knot of life. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more life a person has, to that extent he exists in Olam Habo. The less life, so he exists less. And that's all there is there. There's nothing else. There's no external things, and there's nothing else you can hang on to and tie into. A person lives on his own two feet, he lives. If not, he doesn't. Chet is something which we don't seek so clearly the results of in this world. Because this world is Olam of Chetonius, and there's many other things going on, so a person does a chet, he can still walk around, he can still carry on doing things. That works. Mashaykin in Olam Habo, there you'll see. Person will see, a person did mitzvahs, you'll see this person lives on a level which is completely different than a person that did less mitzvahs or did averus. Rishon b'chayim kruyim mesim means this: a rosho, even when he's alive, he's walking around in this world, he is essentially a dead person. You can have a dead person, you shech the behemoth, mefarcheses, it starts running around and it does things with it, it moves. You can have certain very, very low levels of chiyus, so even when chiyus is completely absent, that it still looks like that the chiyus is there and the person is still walking around, but it's just, it's because of externalities, it's just a leftovers from something. But you can have a situation where a shoyim b'chayim, they're walking around, but they're kruyim mesim, and it's something which we'll see, which will become readily apparent over there, where there is all you see is chiyus. Yes, chiyus or no chiyus, different levels of chiyus, but that's where you see it. It says in Eichon, Ma Yisrael in Odom Chai Gever Al Chatov. Ma Yisrael in Odom Chai, what should a person that's alive be upset about? Gever Al Chatov, a person about his averus. So the Sforim says, the Balei Musa say, a person when he's alive, what should he be worried about? Not about anything else. The thing that's most good to be worried about, averus. On a different level, it means like this: Ma Yisrael in Odom Chai, a person that has chiyus should be concerned about his chatoim, because that's the thing that rips chiyus away from him in the strongest sense. The satan yerud umaster oilo umastin yerud umetum neshama. The satan, besides taking away the neshama at the end, which is obviously an act of destruction, and as we said, taking away Telem Elikim, the Yerid Umasa is the problem. That's where it starts. When the Satan comes and offers somebody an Avera, he's already pulling away Chiyus there. As soon as the person's done the Avera, he's Ba'etzim written his own sentence. But it takes time, the Satan goes up and there's a court case in this, study, and he comes and carries it out. But Yerid Umasa is already where it starts. The bias was Chorav Da'avonis, as we know. The Avonis that we did took away the chiyus from Klal Yisrael. The Beis Hamikdash is called Beis Chayenu. Rachem al Tzion ki Beis Chayenu. That's where the mokum of the mokum el Olam Hazeh, where the chiyus was clear. That's where the mokum of the chiyus was, and from there the chiyus spread out for the rest of the world, like you have in the guf. The lave, the heart, is called the mokum of chiyus. It says ki mimenu toitzis chayim. That's where life flows out to all different parts of the body. So you have the Beis Hamikdash was v'hoyu einai v'libi shom kol hayom. The Beis Hamikdash is the lave, and from there chiyus spread out to everywhere. Famously, Shlomo HaMelech knew where the parts of the earth that carry different kofas to different parts of the world were, and the Gemara says he planted the certain plants that only grow in Africa. So he knew where this vein in the earth was, and he planted, coming out of Yerushalayim, he planted trees that would only grow in Africa on this spot, and they grew. And things that only grow in a place in Scandinavia, he knew where the path that takes it to Scandinavia was, and he planted, and he was Matzliach. From Yerushalayim, that's where everything flows out. And it's because of the chatoim that we did that we were mekalkal la'on karech achiyus. Heard once from Dom Segel, he says, what shall we don't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av? He says, not learning Torah is, on Tisha B'Av everything is dead. It's the only day in the year that there is to learn Torah, besides the fast now. But basically the Issa, it's a dead, it's a matzis where everything is dead. That's the matzis that we drop down to with the Chulban, through the chatoim that we did. Kushubi Zeicha too, Rabbeinu Bachai brings it in Bereishis, it says, he's talking about when Odom Rishon was sent out of Gan Eden. He says, "V'yeshkach b'yad ha'odom." The person has within his ability lenatzeach oisim, to overcome the mechitzas that there are, the kiyum ha'mitzvos through mitzvos. V'lo yeh mechitzo beinu beinei tzachayim klal. A person can come back, although he was sent away from tzachayim. Through kiyum ha'mitzvos, a person can come back. Tzachayim avol yiskarei v'chayil ha'olam, and through that, we should be zoicha to be nifkarav and to be chayim ha'olam.